Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Well, if you haven't seen the accent challenge, I know a lot of people are tweeting it and Instagramming. It's four young Dubliners with Nigerian heritage, and they surprise social media users by attempting to speak Dublin slang. And what happens is that one of the most hilarious things I've seen in a long time. They're led by 20-year-old Dubliner Tolu Abigungal and her friend Susan Terigi and O'Keefe. I don't know what part of the world they're from. Obviously from Dublin. But one of them was born, who was born in Nigeria? The Tola was born in Nigeria and her parents are from there, but she moved to Ireland when she was one. And the other girl, she says, we're all born here and their parents are Nigerian. It's everywhere. I'll tweet it now in a sec, but just if you want to give yourself a lift for the weekend and look at four young, vibrant, talented, hilarious, good-natured Irish people at this with Nigerian heritage in these difficult times, well then have a look at the tweet we're going to put out, or indeed you'll find it on, it's on TikTok, it's on everything. Can we play it? Yeah, play it. Now it's hard to explain. These are four young women. They're of Nigerian heritage. In other words, they look what you expect a person from Nigeria to look. They are extremely well presented. The four of them are in the one shot, so to speak. And this is the accent challenge has been going around. You put up four sayings from a particular city, Dublin, Cork or whatever, Galway. And then you try and get somebody from a different country to do the sayings in a Dublin accent or in a Cork accent. But what these four fantastic women, the fabulous four, have done is, they explain it now. Use your imagination. The pictures are better on radio.
So today we're going to be doing the challenge. I think it's the accent challenge. So the first one is Gwon Yu Martin. I think it's Gwon Yu Martin.
So the second one is I'll get my brother after you. I think it's
I'll get my brother after you.
Okay, so the next one is would you shut up, you bleeding tick. Okay, I think it's would you shut up, you bleeding tick. So the last one is the absolute state of you. I think it's maybe it's the absolute state.
Now that's each young woman is using their two accents, their Nigerian accent and their Dublin accent, and it's to watch it is just hilarious, and it's suitable for all ages. Now, what isn't suitable for all ages is the first topic on the programme, because it's off the back of an advert in the Evening Herald today, and the advert is for the Sunday World, and it consists of a page of headlines and they kind of run into each other. But the top headline, a story I was completely unaware of, I never heard of it. And it was about a priest who was caught performing an act of self-gratification on himself in his car. I didn't know that was a crime, but anyway, apparently it is. I'm not even going to say the phrase, but Tommy Roddy and David Bergen are there. I'll go to Tommy first in Galway. Tommy, what do you think of the ad?
Well, to be honest, Joe, I was shocked by it. I remember reading that only a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't. Where did you see it?
It was actually in the City Tribune, the Galway City Tribune, the local paper here. But I remember actually reading about it last year as well, because this happened last August. It was in the paper. But the court case was a few weeks ago, and I read about it. Hmm. And, looking at that ad then, which is an ad for the Sunday World, as you said, and different headlines. But I suppose, the thing about it, it's the very first headline on the page.
Yeah,
so
it's across the top of the page, yeah.
Yeah, so you cannot help but see it, even if you just glance at the ad. So it's obviously to put there to attract attention.
And was it, I don't know the name of the priest, I've no interest in the name of the priest, but is it a crime? Was he, do you know anything about what happened to Padre?
Well, you see, from what I read, he was masturbating, if I can use that word, in his car. Along the prom, not far from the diving tower in Black Rock. I think the crime is the fact that somebody was passing by and they actually saw him.
Mm.
So it's from the point of view of it being visible. You know, like when I read about it last year and then a few weeks ago, I didn't really think about it. I just to be honest with you, I just thought he was very, very foolish.
So it had nothing to do with him being a priest.
Absolutely nothing. No,
had it? I don't know. Had it? Had nothing?
No, okay. No. You see, the thing about it is, for people that don't know, in the court case, he was given a 1 month suspended sentence.
Oh, was he?
But
okay.
In other ways, he's paid a much higher price. Because he was, I'm not going to name the school, but he was the chaplain of a girls' school in Clare, and he was also a parish priest in Clare as well. So he's actually had to step back from two positions.
Yeah.
So obviously, like it said in one article that I read, that he was obviously very embarrassed, which is understandable about it.
Of course, yeah. But okay, we stick with the use of it in this as a headline and this. Full page after the Sunday World, which is a very good paper, about crime, and has Patrick and Colin and Nicola and a whole slew of fine, fine journalists. David Bergen, what do you think of it?
Joe, I've only heard about it today.
Yeah, well, it's only in the paper today.
I don't read the Sunday World. Yeah. It's dirt cheap. They're just picking on somebody because he's a priest.
It's the biggest selling Sunday paper in the Republic.
It may be.
It's like the
Daily Mirror or the Daily Star or the German Bild Zeitung, you know, all about pin-up girls, sex at the victim,
okay, well, go back
all that sort of
go
stuff.
Back to
you
the
know,
ad
it's
and
not
this,
a paper I'd read.
Go back to the ad and the use of this this phrase, which apparently is, I didn't know, is a genuine headline. A priest caught or found performing an act of self-gratification in his car. Why do you think they use that as the headline?
To make money, to sell newspapers, Joe. You know, if it was somebody else, if it was Joe Soap or Joe Bloggs who did that, they wouldn't care. Because a priest has a name to, a reputation to keep up to, you know, as part of the modern agenda is to attack the Catholic Church. There's a hatred against the Church today.
Do you think so?
Despite all the Church that...
Yeah.
And when you look back, you look at the roots of our modernization in the modern Ireland we have, very, very wealthy Ireland we have today. It all goes back to the foundation, the roots of that development were laid by the Church, not only by the Catholic Church, but also by the Church of Ireland and the other Protestant churches.
Hello? I'm baffled by this because why it... Okay, I take the point. There is an issue of decency. If somebody is caught doing that in public, so to speak, visibly in public, on his own, obviously. But what's it got to do with being a priest?
Doesn't have anything to do with being a priest.
Apart from the shame of it. But you say you believe this padre, not only does he have to suffer the humiliation of the court case and public and publicity.
He's been destroyed, and I don't like to.
Well,
I hope he hasn't been destroyed.
Well, I hope he hasn't been destroyed.
I hope so too. You know, look at, I don't know, there's people rubbing their hands, getting pleasure out of this. I don't think. One thing I always learned, as my mother would tell me, never kick somebody when they're down.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what the Sunday World is doing to that poor man.
So you reckon it's a recent case?
Obviously, I only heard about it today.
Okay. But Tommy, you read about it recently.
Yeah. It happened on the August bank holiday weekend last year in Galway, which was a very, very fine, very sunny weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And he drove up from his hometown in Clare. And the court case was there about a month ago, you know. But I agree with the last caller there. You know, it's really bashing the Catholic Church, and it's just as that caller said, it's just a way of selling papers. You know, it's just.
But I wonder, did the story appear in the Sunday World?
Yeah, it did actually appear in Sunday World. I have a subscription to independent newspapers.
Okay,
to the, but I just read the Independent and the Sunday
the app,
Independent.
It's a great app. You get all the Sunday Independent, the Irish Independent every day. You get the Herald.
Yeah,
and you get all the supplements.
Yeah, but I looked it up online, and there is a full article about the priest.
Okay.
But the priest was obviously, you know, a very decent man, because I was reading about him that he used to take students to France, to Thésée in France. And he was involved in the cycle against suicide and, you know, various things like that. So, as the previous caller said, you know, it's basically kicking him when he's down, really. You know, the court case happened about a month ago, so he's paid the price. He's paid a much bigger price in his life as opposed to, you know, the shame and the public humiliation as opposed to the 1 month suspended sentence. So, you know, why bring it up now? You know, it's just basically kicking the man when he's down,
well,
really.
I'm looking at the laws around the world for somebody who was caught, so to speak, or reported as masturbating in public. In Stockholm, it's not regarded as a crime because it's not directed towards a specific person, which I'm sure would apply here because the man was in the car.
Yeah.
Indonesia, on the other hand, is the penalty is in decapitation.
Yeah.
But the maximum sentence is 32 months imprisonment.
Yeah.
In the UK, it's from an 1885 Legal Reform Act, and it's a maximum of 14 days in prison. And it says it's an offence for anyone who willfully and indecently exposes his person, so to speak, in a street or public place. It doesn't say in a car, which is a private place, isn't it? To the obstruction lines or danger of residents. I don't know who got upset about this or who called the guards.
Well, it was a passerby that happened to be passing by his car, from what I could make out from the reports. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, sometimes you read about cases like that where people are doing it, you know, very, very visibly in public. And that's an entirely different matter. Whereas obviously, you know, I just looked at it and I saw he was really foolish. He was in his car and obviously he was seen doing it. You know, it wasn't as if he was trying to make it public or that kind of thing. So, you know, he was what I would call unfortunate, basically. That'd be my own opinion.
And you say you got a month suspended, but I wonder what's the maximum fine penalty in Ireland if you are caught self-pleasuring yourself on your own in a car? Or you are singing, I presume. Someone presumably behind here. Siobhan, Joe at RT.ie, 51551, wash your hands. Siobhan McNamee.
I got a phone call from one of your team and they asked me what did I think of the priest. Well, all I can say is I don't really think much of the priest. If he wants to do that, if that's his own responsibility, and he's kind of like...
Well, what do you think of the ad is what the lads are talking about there.
Well,
what do you
think? I didn't see the ad. I don't buy the newspapers. But one thing comes to mind, like, very, people are quick to judge the priest, and yet they're teaching masturbation in schools for kids. So it's a double standard thing, teaching masturbation for little children.
Yeah, but that's not I don't know the exact book you're talking about, but it isn't a crime. It isn't a crime.
It's a sin. Masturbation is a sin against the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Says who?
Says God.
Where?
It's in the Ten Commandments, and if you go into the Ten Commandments, now I don't know which one it is.
Onanism is not in the Ten Commandments.
There are kind of rivulets. There are kind of like offlets off each main commandment. So you'd have to go into the Ten Commandments. The bottom line is this, Joe. We're all sinners. Now, you rang me. I didn't ring you.
Yeah, okay.
So I will talk just for a minute, Joe. But we're all sinners. People are very quick to give out about the Catholic Church.
Okay.
And I told a team member, bring it on. Catholics were made for hard. We were made for hard, right? And the day the Catholic Church isn't being attacked will be a horrendous day, horrendous reflection on the Catholic Church if we're not being attacked. So bring it on.
I'm just looking up a reference here I've been given about masturbation and the Bible. The Bible does not mention masturbation or state whether or not it is a sin. The passage most frequently associated with it is the story of Onan in Genesis 38:9-10. Some interpret this passage to say that spilling your seed is a sin. However, that is not what the passage is saying. God condemned Onan not for spilling his seed, but because Onan was rebellious. Onan refused to fulfill his duty to provide an heir for his deceased brother. The passage is not about masturbation, but about fulfilling a family obligation. Okay, Joe at rt.ie, 51551, wash your hands, and 1850 715 815.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
We're talking about this ad. It's in the Evening Herald today. And as I say, I was totally unaware of the main headline in it. The ad is for the Sunday World. And what they've done is they've run a load of headlines together. And the first headline is priest found masturbating in car. And then that runs into car prices face further Brexit, rise in gun crime leaves young woman fighting for life with riles revealed to be toxic waste dumped by scenic roads. You follow me? And it's a common word. It's like a word game, actually. Frida Ryan. Frida.
Hi. I am baffled that somebody can object that his life is destroyed just because he's a priest. But when I was 7 or 8 years old, which is nearly 60 years ago, this happened to me, and I was in shock for years, especially that time. You know, I was so green, and I thought, holy Moses. And I would still
But that's not the case here. I'm so sorry that happened to you, Frida. Are you saying there was a deliberate act in front of you, deliberately, so to speak?
Yeah, but hold on a second.
No. I'm not going to defame anybody now.
No, seriously. But because he's a priest, he has an extra. He is a pillar of society.
And the priest, okay.
Doctors.
If it was a doctor, the headline would be doctor found, or if it was a shopwalker found, or if it was
anybody, you know. How can he stand at the altar one day and doing this the following day? I mean, you can't take them seriously anymore when they have a problem like that.
Well, he's a sinner, first of all. We're all sinners. And actually, it comes under the 6th and 9th commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
How does masturbation come under the 6th or the 9th? How does it come under adultery? That's exactly what the person is not doing, male or female.
It says, have I willfully entertained impure thoughts or desires? Did I deliberately look at impure TV programs, computer sites, videos?
Oh, my God.
It is indecent, emotional assault, no matter who does it.
Exactly.
Can the man not have a grip and go home and do it if he has to do that?
Okay.
That is his problem. This is a private thing. You don't invite the public while you're in the car. If you're that bad that you can't wait until you go home, you really have a problem. And then stand at the altar and blurt out all the sins and the things.
Well, we don't know. We don't know in this case.
Go to confession too. That lady, you're way off track. The priest is a sinner like you and me are. We all are.
I don't believe in confession. Sorry.
Confession is ridiculous. You don't come into the conversation because do you believe in eternity? That's why we go to confession.
And Siobhan, you're obviously up to view. If anyone doesn't believe what you're saying, they can forget
it's
about it.
It's not what I'm saying.
It's what it's, the, not, what, what God it's what says yours. It's what it's what
no,
yours.
It's not what I'm saying. Don't
I know.
Put that on me.
It's what you're saying. It's your interpretation of the Bible and the Ten Commandments. When I had the Ten Commandments rotated into my head when I was 8, 9, 10 or whatever. It was never said to us that 6 and 9 was about masturbation. Never, never, never. Daniel, I'll come back to you in a sec, Siobhan. Daniel, your point, please. Yeah. Daniel, with Joe at RT.ie.
Yeah,
not
about.
Joe,
no, I'll bring you back in a sec. I promise, Daniel.
Yes, yeah. No, Joe, I don't understand how anyone can stand up and defend this. I mean, as someone said, this is a man who's considered a pillar of the community. If this was anyone else, someone high up in a business or a teacher or anyone else, you know, it would be across the media. And to say he's a good man, that he worked with students. Sorry, a man who can't control his sexual urges working with students. With the history that the church has now, how can that be defended?
Okay, stay there, Daniel, please. Ethan Bourne-Moore. Ethan, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. It's Tane. How are you?
Tane, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mistake.
No, you're grand.
Go ahead. Tell us your view
on
this.
Yeah, I was a student in Colosta for years, actually, and I never would ever think of ringing into
your
show or anything like that. But, you know, something like... And that man there, Daniel, who was just mentioning the fact that, you know, he was working with students... Jerry is one of the nicest people. Or sorry, excuse me, I probably shouldn't have mentioned
it. Well, just his first name, don't
you? Yeah, but he is one of the nicest people that you will ever come across in your life. A pillar of the community, as you said.
Yeah.
And a salt of the earth, genuine, very kind man who has given his life to looking after and caring for the girls that go through that school and all of his parishioners. And it's just really upsetting on a personal... This is on a personal level obviously, because I know him.
Yeah, okay.
And he is just such a wonderful person, and it's just really sad because he's a priest.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I think what he did is silly, and I'm sure that's... how he feels about it, and I'm sure he will regret it for the rest of his life that he made one silly mistake. But the fact that he was a priest, this is the only reason that we're hearing about it. Okay, maybe if he was a doctor.
True. That's not true.
Maybe if he was. So you're telling me if a man was found on Salt Hill, just a normal guy doing the same thing, he wouldn't have been told to just move along?
It depends on his career. If this was a teacher
maybe if he was a doctor,
plenty of careers, just like a priest, it would be across the media in the same fashion.
But
it doesn't matter.
Okay.
He is still a nice man, and he is still a man at the end of the day.
And
He's not a celestial being. He is not a celestial being. He does not deserve, like, he's a man, and he has, like, it's just not fair. He's a lovely, lovely man, and I just want to say from a personal point of view that these people who are speaking about him do not know him, and I am telling you that anybody who knows Jerry, he is very involved in cycling, very involved in the community, everything.
Against suicide and all. And just to be clear again with Siobhan and Frieda, and we're not naming the padre. The only thing he was accused of was committing this act in a car on his own in a place where someone saw him and phoned the guards.
Yeah.
Etain, do you know how Jerry is now?
Well, I don't, because, you know, I only personally heard about this when it came out in the Galway Tribune, I think, the first time.
That's the first time
that a lot of people had actually heard about it from here. So that's the first time that I had heard about it.
And is he out of ministry?
He isn't in... now, I don't go to church that much, but he isn't... I believe he's no longer living in Clare, but I don't. And it's really sad, and I just want him to know that if you know, he's listening to this, or somebody who knows him is listening to this,
okay.
that we support him, and, you know, that most people who have ever come across him, we all support him, and, you know, like, okay, he made a silly mistake. Okay, maybe I'm talking for myself, but a lot of people who know Jerry personally, you know, he'd stop, he'd always have a word for you on the street, he'd never pass you by. Just a lovely, lovely man, and I want him to know that we're thinking of him.
Okay. And he's trying to discover that in other countries, doing what Jerry did is not regarded as a crime.
Well, you know, something like, I think doing it in a public place is just, I think it's silly. And I do think, you know, there's people passing and stuff like that.
I
think it's a mistake, and I think we all make mistakes. I just don't agree with the fact that, you know, what Daniel is saying there. Like,
so what do you think, as I say, when it was pointed out to me today, I saw the full page ad, I saw the top headline, Priest Found Masturbating. I thought this was just a series of made up headlines that they put together, but this was an actual headline I was unaware of, and that's the case. Daniel, you wanted to come in there. Etain is saying if it was someone else, it wouldn't be a headline in the newspaper.
I clearly she's swayed by the fact that she knows the man, and I take that into consideration, but you know, if a child had witnessed this, you know, it'd be a different story again.
And I do agree with you.
That wasn't in the accusation.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
That wasn't before the court.
That wasn't before the court.
I do agree with you.
It could have very easily happened.
I do agree with you in that respect, Daniel. Like, I do agree that it's not, or I don't agree that it should be legal, or I don't think it's the right thing to do. But I do think that, you know, we all make mistakes.
The fact that he did it at all, he clearly, you know, has an issue controlling his urges, but he couldn't wait until he got home or to a private place.
Well, we don't know that. Nobody knows that except for himself. But,
well,
you know, the thing is,
why is it happening? He knew it was wrong.
Well, I've been handed one report of the court case, apparently, and his solicitor said he was under very significant health pressures and stress.
Well, yeah, that is another reason, but, you know,
I'm just saying there's... Is there no understanding for the fact that he works with
the fact that he works with students? You know, what age are we talking about here?
We're talking about secondary school students.
Yeah,
and he
can't control his impulses.
He does have control. Daniel,
but
I'm telling you, he was my chaplain for years. After he worked in Gloucester, he went to another primary school. He is a lovely man.
That doesn't give me any comfort.
There's never, ever been anything said about him but good things from his students. Now, obviously, like, some people might not have liked him on a personal level, but I'm telling you, he would sit down with us, you know, in our area, and we'd all have the chat, and we'd have, like, you know, I don't think that there's any girl in Ennis. Well, like, I stand to be corrected, but I just don't think that any of the girls that went through class, that some of them might not have liked him personally, but I don't, there are so many people who have so much respect for him that went through that school, and that's that is what I called to say, that I want him, or who, you know, if he's listening, I hope he isn't listening, to be honest, but I do want, you know, him or his family to know that we...
Yeah.
Well, speaking for myself, but also speaking for a lot of people who have come across him, that we have, you know, huge respect for him, and we understand that it's a mistake, but, you know, he is a man, and he's not a celestial being, as I said, you know, he's a priest, he's not, you know, not human, he's a human being. And to be treated like that in the press is not fair.
Do I hear the word forgiveness bubbling under what you're saying, Etain?
Well, I don't have anything to forgive him for, but I do also want to say, you know, to Daniel as well. Okay, he was, you know, they said the location of where he was in Salt Hill, but we also don't know exactly where he was in Salt Hill. You know, he might not have been parked right at the prom. He might, there's loads of places in Salt Hill that, you know, are quite, you don't know what exactly was happening. And I did hear that when somebody passed and saw him, unfortunately, and they called the guards, and the guards came, and I think it was insisted that he was going to go away with a warning, but I think it was insisted that he was not.
Okay, Siobhan McNamee, you say it is a sin. Well,
I don't. Sorry, don't quote me. I don't say it's a sin. God says it's a sin.
Okay, and who forgives the priest?
So he goes to confession, and God forgives him, and that's the end of it. I mean, anyone who is without sin, let them cast the first stone. Really, it's getting to be rather sickening listening to this. I mean, I'm a sinner. I'm not Miss Perfect.
I know you keep saying that. We're all sinners.
And let the man... It's just an attack to get to take a priest out. That's basically all it is. Just to take a priest out.
Anya is in Galway. Thanks, Siobhan. Anya, your point, please.
I suppose I don't have a whole lot to say about this particular incident, but something similar happened to me in Galway. In the course of my day work at 11 o'clock in the morning on the Headford Road Shopping Centre between, and this is important in the sense of the story, between Smith's Toy Store and McDonald's. I pulled up my car. I was me and another worker and a young person I work with. We get out of the car. I parked beside this just as close to Smith's as I could. And there was a guy in the car beside me and he was looking at me, so I thought, well, maybe I've parked too close to him, but he caught eye contact with me and he kind of put his eyes down, and so my eyes followed and he was pleasuring himself in that car. I screamed because that is the natural reaction. And this is what people are missing, maybe if they haven't come across a man, priest, otherwise, masturbating in a car. My reaction as a grown woman was to scream because I got a fright. He then shrugged his shoulders as if big deal and sped off. And I suppose the further point I'd like to make was I phoned the guards there and then. The guards were brilliant. They were there within 5 minutes because this is a serious thing. And I suppose I was in my kitchen today and I was kind of upset that, not that people were defending, I think it was you, Joe, in a way, it was almost like almost what I heard through my radio was, what's the big deal? And that sort of upset me because I suppose I then, on that day, I had to talk to that child. He was 13. I had to explain to him because he was there. He didn't see the actual act, but he was part of it. I had to talk to his parents. There was a whole risk management.
Yeah, but there was no children intimated in this case.
Really clear that I wasn't commenting on the priest. This, my point was, if somebody's going to do that in a public space, you don't know who you're going to come across. So he can't guarantee there's not. If he's in his bedroom, if he's in his back garden, he can guarantee there won't be a child or a vulnerable adult or somebody who that could trigger. You know, there's lots of people walking around who've had horrible experiences in their lives and could be triggered by that. And, you know, you can't go around. It's not something that people... We can't justify this behaviour. Whether he was in a lay-by on the prom or wherever he was, anyone. I'm not... And it's no difference to me that he was a priest. You know, absolutely none. But we can't go around doing this. There's a reason that the guards came so quickly and were brilliant.
Yeah, okay.
So I suppose that's... Can you see where I'm coming from as somebody who has witnessed this?
And I don't... I think in fairness... Well, maybe not to me, but in fairness to Etain, you frowned, to say the least. You think... What did you say? The priest was... It was a silly thing to do. I don't know the... All I know is from...
It's a bit more silly,
I didn't even know about it until I saw this headline. And then when I was given a few minutes ago the court... There was no allegation of children or doing it directed at somebody. It was somebody,
I suppose my point of view there, and I think I was glad when Daniel came on and was given an opposing view. Like, why would you do something like that in public?
So I understand that. Yeah, I know.
I'm not casting aspersions on the priest. I'm not saying it was his intention. But clearly this man... That I came across, the gratification was.
But is it a bigger offence if he is a priest?
No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't make no difference if he's a priest. And I feel.
But that's the headline that people are objecting to.
Yeah, and that's why I suppose I wasn't. When you brought up the headline, I know that was the purpose of the debate, was the headline, so I was a bit hesitant to ring in. And then I said no when I felt it was being minimised. And you've had some in the last couple of weeks. Your coverage of things that have happened to women has been wonderful. Mm. It has been so enlightened and given women a voice. And then I felt, wow.
But the nuance on the nuance on this one, I take your point. It did ramble probably.
Joe, can I
but the nuance on this one, Anya, is the headline priest.
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's not man found.
Shouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, okay.
It shouldn't make a difference.
Who wants to come in there, Etain?
Yeah, just to say with Anya, like I completely agree with her. I do agree that, you know, this shouldn't be allowed in public places, and I do think that it's. Okay, so I'm saying a silly mistake, and maybe that's not,
it's more,
you know,
silly. Yeah,
it's not the right word for it.
Yeah.
But however, I'm saying this from a personal point of view, and I'm also saying, you know, just because he's a priest doesn't mean
He's obviously had a good. This guy, this priest man, it doesn't matter to me if he's a priest or a man.
Yeah.
He has people in his corner like you, and that's really good.
Well, yeah, and I hope so. And I do agree with you. You know that. I wouldn't have liked to have been in your position either.
So, the minimization of the act, I thought when I heard things like silly and it was more Joe, to be honest with you, kind of like diminishing that the potential impact this kind of thing can have. And this is why the guards responded. And we want our guards to respond and not tell women they're being silly and hysterical if they see something like that. And I'm not talking about the priest because there may have, but when I was in my kitchen going, God, well, did I overreact? And, you know, and then the reaction when you go back to work was everyone thought it's hilarious. This is hilarious. This is not funny. Yeah. I was going about my business in the middle of the day in Galway, and I had then a whole week of pain in the sense of trying to clean up the mess for the child, for myself. I didn't enjoy it. So he was gratified. I certainly wasn't. And when it started coming on the radio again, your heart races again because you're like, this can happen to women just leaving their house. They can see.
Yeah, but it's in your case, and the offence you're talking about is committed by a man, not necessarily by a priest.
No, and I'd agree with you on that. It shouldn't matter in the sense.
Did Frida want to come back in there, Anya? Frida?
Yeah.
Yes. I totally agree with that, whether he's a priest or any other man. It is shocking for others. And if he did it once, he does it more often.
Well, you
if
see,
he
you
doesn't have that
yeah,
control...
You're imputing, and we won't.
Life is like that. If they see Leo Varadkar or Micheál Martin doing that, it'll also be in the papers because people know them, and they have these extra rules.
Daniel.
They can barely live, or it's in the paper.
Daniel.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's right to say that the only reason this is in the media is because he's a priest. But I also wouldn't say we should completely disregard the fact that he's a priest. You know, if a doctor was to grievously harm or kill somebody, we would talk about the oath to do no harm. If a priest commits a grievous, reprehensible act such as this, you know, and he stands up and then preaches about sin to other people.
Exactly.
And he's working with the young and the old and the vulnerable. You know, it is relevant.
What I don't like, Joe, is the girl that you left on for so long that said that he was such a nice man and whatever. Whatever way people present themselves means nothing as who they really are. I mean, you'll have men beating up their wives. And then when the wife complains about it, they say, what? Johnny is the loveliest man you could meet.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that analogy. I just don't think.
Kathleen,
I'll come back to you and say, Kathleen is in Galway. Kathleen, please. Joe at rt.ie, 51551, my chance. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Hello?
Kathleen, please. Yes.
I'm actually in
Ennis, Joe. Oh, in Ennis, sorry. Go. Okay, that's fine. And you're telling me you know this priest?
I do, and on a very personal basis. And I'm just so saddened and disheartened to hear what people are saying, kind of, they are now like that lady before, oh, if Johnny beat the wife. Personally, I can go back 22 years, 23 maybe, and that man has given 37 years of his life to to the church.
Okay.
Now, people can say, oh, just because you're involved in the church, nothing to do with it. On a personal basis, I know the good he has done for people.
Okay.
I know that I had an issue going back years ago with a family member. That man came to my door, made me get up, face the world, got me out there, and got me back on the road again. And without him, I would have... The words of encouragement he gave and the whole lot. And then we were involved in a little Chernobyl group, a group of women, my friends and I, over in that particular church. And there wasn't enough he could do to help us fundraise and to go out and spend time with the kids in Belarus and everything.
And do you think this, do you think, one, the court case, the suspended sentence of a month?
Absolutely. Disgraceful.
And now it's been used. It's been used in an advert for a newspaper. That's the case, is as you heard.
Yeah. Well, I just think if it was any other Joseph, that would have been it. A fine, a slap on the wrist, but they threw the full book at this man. And the sad part is, anyone that knows him and genuinely knows him, I was involved with kids in something we used to do in that particular church. And he was always very cautious, saying to us, when one of the children need to use the bathroom, two of you will have to go to protect yourselves.
Rightly so.
Always so careful with us, always protecting us. Yeah. So what people are saying there, one, it was silly where he did it. I'm not going to justify that. You can.
Well, what do you, but that being said, Kathleen and Daniel, Kathleen, you answer first. What do you, which is the first call we got today, what do you think of him being used as the main headline in a front page, in a full page advertisement to advertise another media outlet? It's an advertisement for a newspaper, and the top headline is, I didn't know what case it was referring to until people contacted us there. But I didn't even know, as I said, if it was a real case, but it is a real case. And what do you think, Kathleen, of it being used again? It's in the papers today.
What else did the media do?
Okay.
I mean, this is because it was a priest, and they love to just take up somebody that they can beat with the brush the whole time. That's been put away. It was dealt with. He was dealt with harshly, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
It was put in the cupboard. Why take out the brush again and beat the man again?
And because because of his ministry, there was another. I don't know if that's a sanction. He voluntarily visited on himself, or he was instructed by his bishop, his parish council, or whatever. But it's a difficult one. I take it. And again, we're talking about the headline and the fact that it's a priest that's attached to the headline, not about the headline itself in terms of the upset of calls and, in some cases, the underlying problems it reveals. Rachel.
Joe, hello. Hello, Joe.
Okay,
I'm very nervous talking to you, I have to say.
Take your
time. But I just have a quick point to make, really.
Okay.
I was that child. I was 11, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was on my bike. I was going up to join a club, you know, a youth club thing.
Okay.
And this man beckoned me over from his car. And he very quickly said, I want to have directions.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, as soon as I looked into the car, that's what he was doing, masturbating.
Oh, God,
Well, I turned on my bike, and I never cycled as quickly as I have done since. It really, really bothered me. So I think that I think from that angle that it is not as small a crime as some people are making it out.
Yeah, but that's not alleged in this case by the prosecution. It wasn't alleged.
And I mean, it's just obviously this. Well, as far as I know, this man wasn't a priest. I didn't look at him too much.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter whether he was a priest or what he was. Really, it's just that. It could very much alarm somebody, a young person.
I totally understand, totally.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that was just a point I wanted to make, Joe, because it did have an effect on me, and I'm a lot older than that now, and I can still remember that scenario that I came across. So, anyway.
Okay.
All right, well, look, all the best.
Rachel, thanks for
you're
telling us
welcome.
That.
You're very welcome, okay.
And Kathleen and Anya, Frida and Etain and Siobhan and the other callers. Joe at RTE.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.